This is RSBNB Update, episode 392, recorded Friday, December 21st, 2012. A tradable Christmas. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for RSBNB Update. This is Shane12088 and
Tricky,
aka J1, J2, J3. Such an easy name to type in RuneScape.
And yet you still failed.
Well, thank you for joining us, everyone. And if you are listening to this, that means that the world did not end.
Not yet.
Well, in fact, wasn't the world supposed to end at, like, 11:11 GMT?
Supposed to be Central Time.
Oh, okay. I thought it was 11:11 GMT. But nonetheless, that just means you're still around. And the fact Christmas is coming. I'm not sure where everyone is. I think it's due to the time. We wanted to do this as a live show, but given the fact it's on a Friday and people are probably still in school, that probably wasn't the best idea. But irregardless, we're going to discuss this week's updates, starting with Astray in a Manger. This is the Christmas update for this year. Did you do it?
Yeah, I did it. Got myself a little Dalmatian on Algarde.
Oh, that's good. I went for the Labrador. I named him George.
Why George?
No, oh, that's what Reed's dog is named, and it looks like that.
Ew.
What? Why is that ew?
You have a little mini Reed now.
No, his dog!
That's what I meant.
Oh, okay. Anyways, so we got this little imp guy, Morris Claus. You know, this year they gave the imps a French accent, which is quite hilarious because it's that stereotypical French accent that you never really hear. So
Flea as well.
Yeah, that too. So I highly recommend that you enable the voiceovers when you do this little quest because you get a good laugh from it. Mm. And all you basically need to do is you need to go round up the four dogs in Drainer by the jail, Alcard, Falador, and Varrock. And then put the reindeer ears on them, and then they become Morris Claus reindeer to power his sleigh.
Okay.
And then after that, you just give him a wash, and you get the gift of giving. It's an interesting little piece, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Kind of recharges every time you trade with someone else.
Yeah. So the idea behind the gift of giving is that you're supposed to just trade these items with other people, and then the more you trade them, the more stuff you get. So, as an example, some of the things that unlock from doing this are the Santa title, the Santa sack, a whole bunch of dog toys, and customization for your kennel that you created.
Yeah, I made mine all blue.
Oh, okay. So Sarah Doman blue then.
Mm-hmm.
I should also mention that you get a Santa beard. Now, the problem with the Santa beard is that if you already have a Santa hat, you can't exactly use the Santa beard because the beard is a head slot, which doesn't really make sense to me because wouldn't it be nice to kind of
use
the
go,
beard and the hat at the same time?
Well, you just go down to the barbershop, tell them to grow you a beard, make it all nice and white, and you're done.
I know, but it's not the exact same as a Santa beard.
You can make it nice and plushy.
I know, but still, it's not the Santa beard. I just wish there was a way to combine items like that. Kind of, you know, how you can combine the beret and the mime mask.
Maybe they should have made it into a necklace slot.
Yeah, that probably would have been a better idea. But, anyways, also with this comes bonus hunter XP with the form of snow implings. So either by catching a snow impling or just passing around your gift of giving, you get these four snow implings, and each one of them gives you 50,000 bonus Hunter XP, for a grand total, of course, of 200k bonus Hunter XP, which you can just use anywhere in the world. So there are incentives for doing this, and in a way it's a lot nicer than just getting something and being done with the event. So in a way the event kind of keeps giving. Pardon the pun there, given the fact that we're dealing with the gift of giving.
Mm. And it also stacks with the festive aura, so you, yep. if you don't do it right yep. now, you get a nice big boost.
Yep, so if you definitely want to get some Hunter XP before year's end, use the bonus you got from this as well as the festive aura and anything else, and that'd be some pretty crazy XP. So, for those of you guys who listened last week will remember I was fairly critical of this, the fact that we're dealing with a dog-type Christmas update. But in reality, this is the most Christmas of Christmas updates we've seen in a number of years, which is good, in my view.
Oh, Shane, you're just not an animal person, are you?
No, you know, I'm not, but... I give them credit for it being the kind of update it is, even the fact it's centered around dogs, and dogs aren't exactly my favorite thing.
Yeah, you go back to your pet goldfish.
Or right. pet rock.
If you want to have a pet rock, it's all you.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you clean them after it.
Yeah. I don't know what I would drop, but I'm sure it wouldn't be too hard to clean up after.
Okay, so yeah, not too much for this thing. It's really simple. Just go there, trade some gifts, clean up the dogs, and you're pretty much done.
Yep.
Very straightforward.
Speaking of which, I'm hesitant to say that I'll be turning my private chat on over the Christmas break just because of the amount of spam one gets if you turn it on. But if anybody wants to gather in an area and advance your gift-giving level, I'd be more than happy to trade some gifts with you. Just send me a PM on the forums or look for me in the RSB&B friends chat, which is Bits Bytes, because I have a feeling over this Christmas break, I'll be spending a lot of time in there.
Why?
Well, I bought 99 Prayer.
Hmm. Okay. That's a lot of Dragon Bones.
No, Infernal Ashes.
Ah, okay. Are you going to use the Ecto?
No, I'm going to use the house. Simpler.
Okay.
Anyways. That's a bit of a preview into later. So yeah, I'd probably give this update a 4 out of 5 in terms of other holiday updates. So congratulations, Jagex, for doing that.
Okay.
And as I said, the one point of this update I want to underscore, turn on the voiceovers.
Well, you just hear an annoying French guy.
I know, but still, it's an imp and it's kind of hilarious because the French people don't really talk like that.
Yeah, Shane, I bet you're one of those people who went to help steal the, $6 million worth of maple syrup?
No, that was in Quebec, on the close other enough. Side of the country.
Ah, close enough. Just walk on over there. Just walking distance. Sure, you know, I'm sure Dano didn't mind getting that free bottle.
Oh, boy. All right. So, moving on to tweaks and fixes. Solomon's store, special pets in stock. So, if you're... interested in that, you might as well check that out.
Let's see, Constitution Reward.
We're going to get to the tradable gifts in just a moment. But
okay.
One thing we forgot to highlight with this is that most pets, including those with summoning requirements, no longer require food to stay with you. The only exception are the cats from the Gertrude's quest.
Oh, right. I can get some dragons now. Dragons! Grab me a red one.
Yeah, that'd be nice. But it would take quite a while to get, I imagine.
Well, it's okay. I got time.
All right, so tweaks and fixes for the week. Anything in the release notes that jumped out at you this week?
Well, the only one that jumps out at me right away is the Constitution rewards from Stolen Hearts and Diamond in the Rough are now lamps. So players have to gain the XP if so desired. guessing someone ruined their level 3 tune. Master Skiller tune. Let's see. Chain, fast door, and follow door achievements now display the correct requirements to wear a black chain body.
That's
and
good.
And trainable parts armor have been added to the Grand Exchange.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's three I want to highlight this week. The first one being that they updated the armor sets in the Fist of Guthix lobby.
Mm-hmm.
So that, of course, makes it look a bit like a like the modern armor that's out. Second one is that respawn rates for common Slayer creatures have been increased in preparation for the Slayer bonus XP weekend. The increased respawn rates will remain in-game until the next content update. So that makes this Christmas season a very good time to do Slayer if you're at all interested in doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And this next one kind of flew under the radar, but I know lots of people will be happy about it. The Orb of Oculus camera controls have been updated. I actually checked this out, and there's a whole new mode where you can actually use the mouse like to drag and position where exactly the camera will be pointing. So it's a lot easier to see what you're going to be shooting at and then controlling which way you want the camera to pan. You can even control how fast the camera's going to pan. So in addition to the two old modes that they had, this new mode is going to be pretty good for the movie makers out there.
Hey, go Alex.
So yeah, that's what I wanted to highlight on the release notes. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, everything else is just tweaks on images.
Okay. Next up, Squeal of Fortune, tradable Christmas gifts. So this is one of those controversial updates that comes out. And you know, you just gotta love the fact that the week before everything goes to sleep for a bit, an update like this comes out. So essentially what happens is you spin the squeal wheel, you can get a tradable Christmas gift. Or you can go skilling, or you can go do combat. That also gives you a chance of getting a tradable Christmas gift. Now, these gifts are kind of like the way Strange Rocks work, so in that defense, it's okay for them to be on the squeal wheel like that just because you can get them doing anything else in the game. So that's good. Which leads me to ask the question of what exactly people were concerned about with this. Do you have any ideas?
They were going to flood the market.
Exactly, but that's not going to be a problem because even though they're tradable, you can't trade them on the Grand Exchange. So, I don't know.
I think Mike got one, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Thing was a pretty penny.
I don't remember what color it was, but I think he sold it for something on the order of 20 mil, give or take. And that's what people were actually selling these for on the street. So, and that was, of course, the day they came out. So, you know, the game, these are going to be in the game until, I think, until the 31st, so that's when they're going to be appearing. And then after that, you're going to have until the 14th to use them to combine them into an item. Those items being, I believe, the mince pie, some other food item, the mistletoe hat, and I'm not sure what the fourth one is, and the Christmas tree hat. So I'm personally going for the Christmas tree hat, and the other items that are not consumable.
Okay.
So the Christmas tree and the mistletoe. So I'm definitely going to be trying to get as many of these as I can. And the way it works is that you combine them. So for instance, a blue plus a green gives you second item. A blue, green, red gives you the mistletoe hat. A blue, green, red and white gives you the necklace, and a blue, green, red, white, and purple gives you the Christmas tree hat.
Cool. Yes. Alrighty. Let me see.
And it's also worth noting that this weekend, until Christmas Eve on the 24th at 23:59 GMT, you are going to have a higher chance of picking one of these up on the squeal wheel.
Yeah, it ain't me.
So I hope I'm going to be able to find some of these, because last weekend when I attempted to get the 600 mil grand prize, it didn't even appear once on the wheel.
I never get it anyway.
Yeah, if only I could convert some of that Star Trek Online luck into RuneScape luck.
If you did, you would have converted yourself. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, oh, so, and one more thing with the mistletoe hat. If you're in proximity of someone and you use the mistletoe emote, you can actually kiss them.
You salty.
Yeah, I'm going to be staying away from you while that, if you end up getting one of those.
I'm not planning on getting one anyway.
Okay.
I'm never going to get it. I am poor, and it's not happening.
Well, you could spin and just do combat and stuff, and I'm sure you'd find it, because they appear just like strange rocks.
Uh-huh. Wristband count?
Maybe. I don't know. Not sure. Here's a picture of the thing that happens if you're near someone when you do that emote.
All right. So, next one is going to be one to the, let's see, the EOC and the Grand Exchange.
Their little developer's blog. Yeah, and you know, it's good that they put this out, I think, because there's lots of panic in the community about what exactly is going on here with the whole economy. And they did have to address this. So essentially it goes on to say, it's my hope that this blog will stimulate some healthy debate on the forums and will lead to a series of changes to improve the new system. Prices on the GE are falling in response to items being sold. Right now, people are panic selling items because they're afraid the prices of their items will go down further. And, you know, this kind of started before EOC came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mark goes on to say it's self-fulfilling, as so many people are liquidating their priciest assets just in case their rare items become less valuable and the price of those is going down. And, you know, I think it's entirely in the minds of the people as well, because eventually these items are going to go up because people are going to sell them. There's always new players coming into the game. People are always going to want the Barrows items and they're going to get bought up. And then eventually there's not going to be any more from these people who dumped them all to sell them. So there's going to be a stability at some point and a reason for them to go up.
Mm-hmm. As for right now, is, you know, people are panic selling. It's always like something like this happens when new changes come.
Yeah. And just look at the graph of the clean Snapdragon that was posted here. So starting October 12th, a bit of a bump and then down and then up. And, you know, if you compare this to any other time period, that's kind of the same thing for October. I think you might kind of see the same thing, even with a bonus XP weekend around there. Because Snapdragon at the time when this was there was a fairly decent herb and potion to make. Now, I can't speak to the usefulness of it now, but let me just do a quick GE lookup on the Snapdragon. Let us see. Clean Snapdragon. Okay, that's 4,300 right now. And if we go back to October, yeah, so it was around 10k then, and it's down now. But the thing is that clean Snapdragon will hopefully be useful again in the future for this. So, I mean, you like we were talking, either way, you can look at it on both sides of the coin. You can say, this is going down, this is bad, the economy's crashing. Or you can look at it as a perspective from a skiller, like I did with my prayer, and say, oh, this is a perfect time to train this skill. It's so cheap. Train it up while you can.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I find personally is that if you're a wee bit self-sufficient, like farming and whatnot, for getting your own herbs, there's really not much to worry about.
Yeah, well, I've never been much of a farmer in the game. I just do it to grow some potatoes.
Mm-hmm. And they also have a graph of the Torva plate body, which has also been going down since the beginning of 2012, so I don't know what that means.
Good for consumers.
Well, I did sell my second set of Torva gloves this week for 60 mil.
Mm-hmm. So much money, rich boy.
Yeah. So then he tells people why they want to hold on to their gear. New updates are in development aimed at high-level players with the best gear, so Kalthiking and Slayer Dungeon. Set effects and next gear. So this is indeed true now we know that next gear, Torva, Pernix, and Virtus are all getting set effects, coming out in early 2013. And feedback's an improvement to the EOC. So it's quite clear from this that they are continuing to evolve EOC with this. So,
please more action bars. Please more action bars. Please more action bars.
Yeah, that would be nice. Give us 10 action bars. I mean, that would be enough, I think.
Would be nice, yes. I need more. I don't have enough. I got one for dungeoneering, 3 for melee, 1 for magic. I don't have any for range. My range is kind of is like a combination of non-combat buttons and range buttons and some dungeon buttons that are completely useless as a whole.
Yep. All right. And then, of course, number 4 is getting the hang of the EOC, so people are still learning how to get the best of the new system. New guides are being written, and there still isn't a definite answer. What is the best thing for me to do? So,
dual wield.
You think?
Oh, that thing is deadly. Especially okay. If you get the weapons that is weak against it. If right. You're going after a single target, that thing is deadly.
I guess that's true because...
If you're fighting, doing a Dagonaf slaying, Godsword is the way to go. Oh my, Godsword with two handing builds, AoE attacks. I killed so many of them. I swear they're becoming extinct.
Yeah. So, that's true as well. So everybody just needs to focus on what the weaknesses of their current NPC they're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving on from that. Today we also had the Quizmas live stream, which I wasn't able to catch, and for some reason it's not on the RuneScape channel. So I assume it will be appearing tomorrow on the channel somewhere. So have a look for that. But it should definitely be interesting to see what they managed to pull off and what everyone's favorite updates were of the year, because they did ask us that last week.
Finish up Regicide quest line before I die. Scratch that. Before Reed dies.
What?
Yeah, why not? I don't want to die. I'm letting someone else take the fall for me.
Oops. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry about that. I just had Reed yell into my ear because I forgot to mute him from before we were doing pre-show. of course, Reed. You guys listening post-edit didn't hear that. So, I'm sorry. I just forgot what you said because it really surprised me. So just type it in text for us, please. Maybe.
He's not happy.
What the heck? I can unmute him. Okay, what did you say? Okay, he says, what if he died right now?
If you die right now, that means the apocalypse is happening, and you know what I'm going to do, Shane.
What's that?
You know what I'm going to do, something very, very naughty.
Something
PG-13.
Yeah, Earth's question to that was procreate, with a question mark?
No.
No, okay.
Nah, something worse
I don't even
that.
Know where... I don't even know where we're going with this, but you can see why it would be interesting to have the ability to talk to people live. But anyways, moving on. The Premier Club, the exclusive RuneScape Club of 2013.
This is actually interesting in a way, how they're going to start doing this.
Yeah, it is. So let's just go through a bit of what this includes. So there's going to be three packages, gold, silver, and bronze. Each one is a different price and has different benefits. And then the gold package includes the 12 months membership, 10% discount on Solomon's store items. Now, I'm wondering, does this stack with the 10% that members get all the time?
Well, on their... what you call it? The Premier Club thing, all they said is it stays with the 10%. Let me see.
Mm.
Yeah, so you get, if you do gold, you get 2,000 rune coins to spend, but you still save the 10%.
Hmm. You also get one extra daily spin on the squeal wheel in addition to the usual two, so three. This is also interesting. Priority access to any and all RuneScape closed betas in 2013.
So
I'm wondering if they'll be doing these.
So basically, this would be your membership thing, isn't it?
This is what I've been saying they should do for a long time. I've been saying for years that there should be a membership plus that gives you access to private beta and has a bunch of other features, and here it is.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, same thing as well. Gold package will land you around 22% savings on memberships compared to a monthly subscription. So the whole thing is you'll end up saving a little bit of money if you just do the whole year, but that's if
but
you
there's
the
one asterisk
year.
Beside this for those of us who are still only paying $5 a month,
right? You guys are
5 times 12 is 60, so 72 a month. That's a bit more for what you get. So those of us grandfathered in on the old plan, of course, you know, does cost a bit.
Yeah, well, I lost that clause when I decided to take a break.
But one good thing about this is it says, if you're already a member, joining the Premier Club won't cost you any membership days. Your existing membership will be paused, and when your membership ends, your original membership will resume. And you have until January 31st to enter. You also get a chance to win a trip to Jagex HQ, fully paid. Quarterly newsletter.
Am I going first class or coach?
I'd imagine they'd send you a coach because just the amount it would cost to fly someone first class from anywhere in the world.
Cheap bastards.
You also get the cosmetic items. The ornate katana, the green skin, the turkey hat, the barb bone, the flaming skull, the scarecrow mask, and the lightning pack. Also, a full set of paladin armor overrides.
And let's see. Quarterly newsletters with exclusive news and offers.
Yep.
So, yeah, one extra spin. You guys still get 10% off the Solomon store, and... everyone gets a little bit of the paladin armor.
You know, I've decided I'm going to be doing this primarily for the reason of the betas and the cosmetic items and the free rune coins.
Ooh, hey, Shane, I just got a gift. Yay!
Oh, good. Can I have it?
Red one.
Can I have it, please?
No. Pay me.
Oh.
$30 million.
Okay.
Cash.
Yeah, I'll pay you. I'll find a way. Actually, you owe me. I bought you a ship on Stowe.
If you want this, I didn't buy the ship yet. If you want the stuff back, I'll give it to you.
Oh no! That's yours. It's yours.
Evil yours. Man. I got 4 free extra spins today.
Lord Fast Wesley in chat. Red ones are 3 mil, Trekkie. Stop extorting Shane.
Well, Shane's the fool. Shut up, man. That's between me and him. If he wants to pay me 30 mil, let him pay me 30 mil. Right, Shane? Come on.
30. No.
Just throw a couple extra zeros in there. It's okay. You're rich.
No, that's okay. Yes, but I'm not about to spend 30 mil on a present.
Mistletoe.
No, I'm not getting under that damn thing with you.
Aww, Bree, I think he likes me.
No! 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 Oh my god.
Okay.
You just want to get that thing and get me under it.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought that would be what you like to do, given the fact you're from San Francisco and everything.
I like girls, Shane. I've made that pretty clear. Just because I'm from the same city where there's a Castro Street, does that mean I'm homosexual, Shane?
Winter weekends. Double Slayer and double fishing XP for members.
Okay, so that starts later on tonight, which is good.
Yay! I'm going to be doing Slayer.
Who wouldn't? Well, what's the other one? What was the other one? Fishing. Slayer and fishing. Yeah, I already got fishing, so I really could care less. I need fishing XP as much as I need cooking and XP.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get some decent XP this weekend and maybe net a few gifts. So, where'd you get your gift from?
Citadel.
Oh, okay.
I was chopped wood.
Oh, also, speaking of Slayer, one thing I forgot to mention from the release notes is that the Carl's pistol crossbow, both main hand and off hand, are now tradable.
Okay.
So that's good. Because they weren't before, which was very strange, and I was wondering about that. So that's okay. A level 70 crossbow from Barrows now. I don't believe we have any other RS stuff.
RS stuff? Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's just everybody's won't be back till next Wednesday or after the New Year's anyway, so next week's going to be pretty dead.
Yep.
Unless there's a fire.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to talk about a bit after. So,
all right,
moving on to questions. First question this week is from 99 Aegis. Since the year is ending and we're all reflecting on stuff, I thought we should nominate people for this competition. RuneScape's 2012's Sexiest Man and Woman Alive. Aegis nominates Ariane for the woman and Thok for the man.
Huh. Okay. A perfect balance of sexy intelligence and sexy brute strength. Okay, Shane. Who do you have an NPC crush on?
You know, I honestly never think about this stuff when I play games.
Nor do I. This is why I didn't make it fun. I'll go with, okay, for sexiest woman.
The wise
woman,
old man.
Him? Sexy? Nah. Too gray. Too wrinkly.
He's like Julian Assange.
exposing the secrets of the Wizard's Tower.
Yep.
Okay.
As for female, I'm not sure.
I have absolutely no idea.
Chat room, any ideas? Oh yeah. For those of you guys watching or listening, rather, you can access the doc file here and see the notes as we're going. So there you go.
Let's see, sexiest man alive guy. Who was who was that other guy that was jumping around like Aladdin? That we just diamond and rough guy.
Wasn't that Ozan?
Yeah, there we go. I'll pick Ozan for being mysterious, agile, and willing to put others ahead of himself for a wee bit.
Okay. And we didn't really have many female leads this year in Quest aside from Ariane.
Oh, I picked the assassin from the PlayerUnknown's port.
Okay.
She was cute when she was running into my arms so I can save her. And she's Asian too. That's a plus for me.
Earth in the chat room suggests Lady Kelly.
Who was Lady Kelly?
Prince Ali.
Ooh,
the
okay.
Prince Ali rescue.
Make way for Prince Ali. And Shane will never get that song in a million years.
No, I don't.
Exactly. Okay, moving on.
Thank you for that question.
Next question is from Kyle. From somebody who doesn't play on the regular, how has the evolution of combat changed RuneScape? And for Shane, how has Canada taken the NHL lockout?
Oh, okay.
All right, you first, Shane.
Well, in regards to the evolution of combat, I think that for me personally, it's made the game a lot more enjoyable. I used to find Slayer incredibly dull and monotonous, and that's why I stopped. Whereas now I find that Slayer and combat in general is actually interesting, because you have to think how you want to plan your timings, and do I use this ultimate ability now to cash in on the damage, or do I wait until the next creature because this one's almost dead? So that sort of thing with that. It's definitely made it something a whole lot more interactive for me, both from a sense of my interacting with my character and actually interacting with the game itself and forms of the user interface.
Mm-hmm. It's actually made attacking a whole lot deadlier. Things do a lot more damage now, and it's quite amazing what you can really do if you put your mind to it.
Yeah, and it's also apparently made doing things like the fight caves really easy, Queen Black Dragon, that sort of thing as well.
Oh,
so
yeah,
so boss hunting.
Finally killed the Queen Black Dragon. Yay!
So everyone's bosses are easier to kill now. It also affects Slayer. Or not Slayer, I mean skilling.
Mm-hmm. A lot of things in Skiller you can put onto the action bar and mess around with it. So it's been useful for me when I'm making my dragon stones, although right now they're kind of tanked, so I'm waiting for them to stabilize first.
Yeah, because all you do is you grab your enchant dragon stone spell, put it on your bar, press the button, then click on the target, meaning you don't need to swap back and forth between the magic interface and the inventory, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very nice. I just wish they had more bars, because two is not enough.
Yeah, because as we were saying, five is not enough, because I have a dual-wielding melee, I have a shield melee, I have a magic, and I have a ranged. And I also have a semi-skilling one that I can just dump everything else into. But I'd also like to have magic shield and range shield as well, maybe. So I could do with a couple more. Another thing it's made easier is dropping items. Items like gold ore, iron ore, etc. can now just be dropped by putting the item on the bar and punching the button a number of times. So this works well for power mining or power barbarian fishing as well. I know one thing they said they're thinking of implementing in 2013 is having a default option, because as it stands right now, if you go mine granite in the quarry in the desert and you put a piece on your bar, it will attempt to chisel it down into the smaller pieces rather than dropping it, whereas many people would prefer the default option on the bar to be dropped. So I know that's something they are looking at. So It's affected pretty much everything. And overall, I think it came out pretty well.
Yeah, those who complained just didn't want to be pressing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yep, exactly.
And those who were complaining, usually they've all kind of shut up now.
Yeah, they have, or we just stopped listening to them. Either or, but that's okay. So
even some of my other people that I know who did not like it because they had to actually press buttons now. They haven't said anything, at least not to me.
Yeah, they probably discovered momentum.
Nah, not momentum. I just think they're having more fun with the amount of damage they can do. That's what people hated, was the fact they were so worried that, you know, it would take away from actually doing stuff when, well,
yeah,
you're actually doing more damage now than you ever could. Why are you complaining?
Yeah, and with that, I'd also like to remind everyone to go back to November when we released the latest Focus episode on EOC. We had a whole discussion there of the positives about it, and we're going to have somebody on with the negatives, but for some reason he didn't appear. I have a feeling it's because he just couldn't substantiate his points. So definitely go have a listen to that. And if you're interested in finding some action bar layouts, head on over to our equipment calculator on rsbnb.com on the side menu there. And we've got a section for popular equipment bar loadouts from our competition and other things. So you can see them there, and you can also share yours.
Mm-hmm. You got some really good ones, too.
Yeah.
So we like some
of the
ones.
So the hockey lockout.
What's this hockey speak of? Is this where you run around hitting people with a stick?
No, it's a bit more civilized than that, actually. I personally never really watched much of it, so I'm not affected as some people are. But when you look at the entire situation, it's just pure stupid that this is happening when you're dealing with such huge amounts of money, when there's quite clearly lots of wiggle room on either side. So it's unfortunate that it's happening and that needs to come to this. But the thing that is probably the most effect on places and everything is the economy. Because every time there's a hockey game, apparently sports bars and everything like that all fill up and see people to watch these games. And of course, without that happening, people aren't going to do that. And also, same thing goes for all the hockey souvenir shops and everything, where people can buy emblems for their teams and whatnot. You're not going to see that as well. So, I think that overall, people accept it and are just kind of upset that it has to happen and just fed up. Okay. Do you have anything on that?
No, I don't watch hockey here anyway, so.
All right. This next question is for Marumska, from Marumska. We survived the end of the world for the 10,000th time. Grats. What do you think about Game War Z and being on and taking off Steam? It shows anybody can recycle an old game, mod it slightly, and then put microtransaction items you can lose or to sell to people. Will there be a mini focus on Jadinko / Juju farming in the future, as I have a hard time understanding it? And last question, for the year, did you meet your RS goal this year? My goal was to make 20 million GP, but I surpassed it and also got a 99. Anyway, see you next year, and great fan, Marumska.
All right, Shane, you know about the War Z thing?
No. What is it?
So what happened was that there was a new game that promised to release over Steam with lots of features. Some of the features were something like, you know, you can play multiplayer and have 100 people on the server at one time. What was the other thing? I can't remember. Let me double check.
We did that back in 2001.
Hmm?
We did that back in 2001. That's not a new thing.
No, hold on. I'm trying to remember. What was it?
Is this DayZ or WarZ? Because I've heard of DayZ, but I've not heard of...
WarZ is just new. That just happened. Oops. Let me see. Let me try and figure out. I'm sure people on Mumble would know more off the bat, off top of their heads than I would. Let's see. Can't remember when where's that article.
Basically, it was
taken off because what happened was they promised a lot of features in the game. When the game was finally released on Steam, some of the features that they hyped up were not there. And so so people, of course, were complaining, hey, I was promised this and this and this. Where is it? And, of course, they didn't answer. But what also happened was anyone who tried to complain on a forum was automatically banned for talking bad about their game. So you know, Steam, being how Valve is, decided to pull it completely, and anyone who wants a refund can't get a refund. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out what the article was.
Apparently, some of the features included private servers being able to spend XP for new skills and a sprawling 400 kilometers of landscape, none of which were actually implemented in the version.
Yeah, so they were promised... Here's a little bit of it. They were promised that you'll have a lot of different size maps, but it turned out to be only one or two of them. The amount of players will also be 100 for a server. It came down to 50. And basically, almost anything that happened was just not there for the game.
Well, so, in that case, I support Valve taking it off Steam because,
it's false advertising.
Yeah, if you're releasing a game that's not exactly finished, what's the point in releasing it in this state if that's what you're advertising? So I think it'd be better if they actually did wait to release it with the features they wanted, or say, yes, we're releasing this now, but we're not all the way there, so treat this as a beta. That would be the way to release something like this.
Where was it? Yeah, but it's supposed to be like a zombie apocalypse type of game, you're supposed to have a bunch of people all fighting zombies and whatnot. Problem was, a lot of the features weren't there, a lot of things bugged up. It just did not work. So I guess they were trying to cash in for the Christmas holiday, and now I think they've kind of got screwed over. Because,
yeah, and that makes sense when you look at microtransactions of some games and everything, because some just use the microtransactions to put cheap things in that they can buy that really don't enhance the play experience at all.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's why Blizzard and Valve are, you know, one of those good PC companies, because, you know, like they say, it's we release it when it's ready.
Yep. And that's going back to the quest in Tazar this month down in the volcano area. There's valves, and if you right click the examine info, it says releases when ready.
Yay! So that's pretty much it for that little thing. They just basically almost every high point they mentioned in the game just did not happen, and it was just not fun. What was the other thing? Well, there is a mini focus on Jadenko Juju farming in the future. I have a hard time understanding it. So
I would be willing to find somebody who could do a focus like this, unless you want to give us a quick rundown right now, because I've not really done much hunting there. I still prefer the classic hunting methods.
Well, to be honest, I haven't done much of juju farming anyway. Bad juju. So it's helpful if you're really into it. I just haven't really bothered with it.
Okay, take that as a yes. We will try and find a Jadinko Juju farming focus in the future. I will make a note of that to look for that in January. Thank you for that suggestion, Maromska. And this goes for everyone out there. If you're looking for a specific focus and you use the form and you ask a question about it, and we want to talk about it more on the show, that's probably a good way to bring it to our attention. As well as using the form, just send us a question about the focus you want and say, maybe we need to focus on this.
Okay, and last but not least, did you meet your goal for this year? I don't think I had a goal for this year. I just did what I did. Yeah, I didn't have any real goals. It was just all mini goals.
My goal was 40 million farming XP and 99 constitution. I did the 40 million farming XP, but I didn't do the 99 constitution. What I will probably end up instead doing is 99 prayer. Because just given the prices of the Infernal Ashes right now and the fact that I got such an influx of money with my Torva glove sale, I decided that I have the funds. Now's a good time. Ashes are low. Let's buy 99 prayer.
Ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
And with that being said, thank you, Maremska. Moving on to the next question.
All right, go Shane.
Oh, I get the essay?
Oh, duh.
All right, from Pranani, Pranasius. Ugh. Hi, guys. I was going to send this on Skype, but didn't get around to it. So sorry for that. I promise a voice question in the new year. My question this week is this. The EOC has dramatically affected the prices of many things in-game, including Herblore. As Jagex is still updating and tweaking certain things in-game, do you think they will buff some of the potions again? Things like Ceridoman Brews have crashed heavily, but have added a buff, such as adding 10% to the prayer protection, such that when you have prayers on, it would protect you from 60 rather than the current 50, and they would no longer affect your strength and attack stats. This may help Herblore be useful again. Okay. I'm sure there will be many other things they could adjust to help overloads and extremes become a viable option again, too. Love to hear your thoughts on this, as it really seems Herblore is a wasted skill now.
Don't think Herblore is a wasted skill. It's
No.
granted it's not as powerful, not as profitable as it could be right now. But making those potions does help me out when I'm slaying. Plenty of potions to
Yeah,
go
and
around.
I can see why they made the prayer change. Previously, prayer would just be a button and you wouldn't take any damage at all, which kind of reduced the strategy up from it. And EOC was supposed to bring strategy back to it, so I can see why they did that. I don't see what the issue would be going to 60% from 50% on that. I don't get, and they no longer affect your strength and attack stats. Oh, I see. That's for Ceridoman Brews. So Ceridoman Brews no longer affect your strength and attack stats. That would make sense, I think. Because if you think about it, Ceridoman is supposed to be the defensive type potion that really is a constitution potion with a super defense rolled into it. So I can see that working. And the point you make here is that Herblore needs to be made so it feels useful again. And I've never felt this way before, but maybe, just maybe, Herblore needs a bit of a rebalancing, kind of the way smithing does at this point. Because if you think about it, like you say, these potions really don't do that much in the wider scheme of things. So maybe we need to lower the level of some of these potions and have some new super high level potions that actually do make sense in the EOC. So I'd be willing to entertain that thought, even given the fact that I have 99 Herblore already. Also, The fact you say it seems like a wasted skill. My suggestion to you is to do any herb lore training you want to do now before they actually do make these buffs and make it expensive again.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, right now it's a very consumer-oriented market. Bye, bye, bye.
Yeah, and that's good. That's the way it should be. So.
Let's see. What's the next thing he say? Was that it?
Finally, I would like to thank everyone involved in bringing us the podcast each week. It is great to listen to, not only for the RS content, but also the value information on the tech side of things. I don't often read the news anymore, so having you guys go over it and give your thoughts does help. Hope you all have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. Pern. That's good.
Yes.
And you know, speaking exactly of that, you know what time it is?
Tech news?
Tech news time. All right. So, Instagram, that website that everyone goes to post your pictures and look like some artistic photographer. They had a bit of a little problem this week. Apparently, they reworked their privacy policy such that it made it seem like they were going to sell their photos for ads. But they say, no, we won't sell your photos. So they actually did say that they did come out and they did admit they had a bit of a problem with this privacy policy, the way they worded it. Our intention in updating the terms was to communicate that we'd like to experiment with innovating advertising that feels appropriate on Instagram. Indeed, it was interpreted by many that we were going to sell your photos to others without any compensation. This is not true, and it is our mistake that the language is confusing. To be clear, it is not our intention to sell your photos.
Then what is their intention?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's going to be something like the promoted tweets. You know how on Twitter, for example, you can have your tweet and then you can say promote this and you can pay money to Twitter and you can have your tweet appear higher in the stream.
Mm.
And then, of course, he does indeed point to that promoted photos in order to help make more relevant and useful promotion. It would be helpful to see which of the people you follow also follow this business. In this way, some of the data you produce, like the actions you take, following the account and your profile photo, might show up here if you're interested in the business. And let's also remember that Instagram here is owned by Facebook, and apparently Facebook already has a similar strategy to this. So it's easy to see why they're doing this.
Hey, Shane, guess what?
What?
I just did my 6 spins because I got a 4 extra.
Uh-huh.
I got 2 emerald presents and another red one. I think I got another red one.
Give it to me, please.
Why?
Because I'm a nice person.
You're not nice to me.
Yes, I am.
Let me see what extra I have first, and I'll see what happens. I think I have extra.
All right, so.
Hey, for one, spins actually got me something over the double weekend. So I saved up 6 spins this weekend, man.
And then, of course, it ends with Instagram stressing that people own their photos. I always want you to feel comfortable sharing your photos on Instagram, and we will always work hard to foster and respect our community and go out of our way to support its rights.
Okay.
You think this mitigates the problem or damage done?
To be honest, if they were about them selling their doggy's picture, they should really look at what Facebook does with their privacy.
Yep.
If they were about, it's a picture of a cat. Most of you guys already post enough pictures on Facebook to let the whole world see a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and you know, I honestly don't think Instagram posts are higher quality than Facebook posts. So, Okay. Just a little bump in the road. All right. Next up is YouTube's 2012 Rewind. So this is YouTube's version of summarizing all of the videos of the past year. You can watch their video, their interactive video of it at youtube.com/rewind. And it's... Oops, I'm just playing that right now. I didn't mean to play that. Essentially what happens is you scrub through the timeline and it moves between all of the different... All of the different videos that were popular in the year. So, for example, in February, we had the parent who shot up the kid's computer. Debate remixes during the election season, of course, Gangnam Style, Call Me Maybe, etc. So I'll just play a bit of this YouTube Rewind 2012 here.
Rewind YouTube style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자.
And of course, as they go through this, they show all the different clips of the year that made these up. So it's quite clear as to what the major influence was in this video, primarily because the Gangnam Style video surpassed 1 billion views, the most watched YouTube video of time.
Yeah.
So
they're almost at 1 billion views.
Yep. Definitely head over and take a look at this. They got top trending videos for all the different countries, fashion, beauty. The best one, though, is the interactive timeline. Let's see. Canada. Number one, Gangnam Style. Two, Somebody That I Used to Know, Walk Off the Earth. Kony 2012.
That should not even be on the list.
Fourth is the...
Red Bull?
Call Me Maybe parody by Justin Bieber. Fifth, Britney Spears learns Gangnam Style. Six, Steve Jobs versus Bill Gates, epic rap battle. Seven, Fallen Kingdom, Minecraft parody. Eight is Facebook parenting. Nine, Call Me Maybe. And 10, Felix Baumgartner for Canada.
Yeah, so let's see. What was the other thing? Nothing special.
Okay. YouTube.com/rewind. And this is something that Paul, PFK99's, sent to me. He suggested this because it's a bit it's a bit better than iTunes Match in terms of how it works. But apparently what happens now is that if you are using the Google Play Store and you use Google Music, you put all your tracks in your Google Music library and you don't need to upload them to Google Music to access them anywhere. All you need to do is have Google Music scan your library and anything you own is automatically available to you wherever you might be.
Okay. I don't have any songs on my Android.
Do you use Google Music?
No.
Okay. Well, there you go. You need to use Google Music to have a...
Yeah, but the thing is, my song list is so outdated. It's not even worth... It's not worth anything anymore.
Why? What do you got on it?
Do you really want to know?
Yes, I do.
I'm not telling you.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure Reed could figure some of it out.
Well, that's it for tech news then. So that's Instagram photo mishap, YouTube rewind, and Google Play music scan. So, skill of the month. Construction.
We're almost done.
Yes, almost done, almost done. We have, in first place still, one stone pwn with 3.2 million. He's relatively flatlined.
Clear.
Second place, we got another lead change this week. Jason72 is in second place now at 2.3 million XP gained. Surpassed JSB Rules, who is still at 1.9 million XP gained. Fourth is Pris with 1.9 as well. And rounding out top five is Minor Goo with 1.4.
Is Jason on mobile right now?
Yes, he is.
Jason, if you get first place, I'll give you 500K. That will make it interesting.
I don't know. He's got 900K to catch up and about 10 days to do it. It's definitely possible. Definitely possible for anyone else.
Hey, you got the festive,
to come up
the,
and win.
You have the festive aura. You have a bunch of pendants. If you get lucky, you have sacred clay. You know, just come on, man. You can do it. Think of the beautiful house you'll make at the end. It's going to be fabulous.
And we don't know what the January skill of the month is yet, so
find out next week.
Yeah, find out next week. But you won't hear that on the show. More details on that momentarily. All right. Good. Achievements of the week. We got a few this week, not as many as last week, unfortunately, though.
I don't think anything's going to top last week. Oh, man.
All right. First up, Jason72. Jason, with 99 Constitution on the 19th.
He also got 99 Dungeoneering on December 15th. And Luke K got 99 Smithing on December 18th. So congratulations, both of you. Now, get first place in the skill of the month, and I'll get you 500K.
Do you have some interest in him getting 400 or 500K?
No.
Or winning?
No. Just doing it to keep you interested, Shane. Maybe he'll come
from
behind.
Oh, I'm always interested. I'm always interested in this.
Yeah. Yeah, go watch Star Wars.
That's debatable. That's debatable.
Okay. So.
All right. I got a pick.
I got cool. A pick. Is it the cat?
No. What? No. No, no. It's not that cat video. It's a iOS application. This time there's an Android version as well. It's a little calculator. It's kind of limited in its functionality. It only does basic arithmetic and trigonometry functions, doesn't really do much advanced in terms of calculus type stuff. But essentially what you do is you take your phone or whatever, and you can scribble on the screen, and it will read what you write and convert that into numbers and then do the calculation. So let's say for example, yeah, it's like a calculator that uses handwriting input. So, for example, you can just say 5 plus 2, and then it'll show you 5 plus 2 is 7. It can also do things like square roots and exponents and fractions, and it knows exactly what you're doing based on the way you write it. Another interesting thing you can do is you can throw up a variable like an x or something, and it will find out what the missing variable is. So very nice. And like I said, it's not going to replace a default calculator, but it's definitely something to play with if you just need a fast thing and you prefer writing rather than typing input in. And for anybody wondering, it's called MyScript Calculator, available for both iOS and Android.
How much is it?
Free.
Okay, let me try it out. Was it MyScript? No.
Yeah, MyScript calculator.
Script. calculator.
Link's coming to you. It's in the show notes now.
My script card, right? Found it. Found it on my phone. Let's see. Full internet access. Okay, let's see what happens. It's installing now.
So we're going to teach Trekkie how to do math now.
Oh, shut up. I know how to do math.
Okay, good.
I'm Asian. It's in our gene.
Maybe you could use this with Benny.
No, I'm making sure he uses a regular one.
Okay.
He's not touching any of these for a while.
Yeah, so let's see. What's a good equation that we can test with this?
What's the square root of 2?
Okay, square root of 2. And then it of course, recognizes it. So, I mean, even with writing that is kind of messy, it's pretty good. And anybody who's seen my writing will know that sometimes my fours look like eights and whatnot, and they can tell exactly what's going on here. So, it's even got variables in here like pi. So, for example, if you do a cosine pi, it'll know that you're dealing with radians or degrees, and then you can just swap it around. So, very nice. Okay, in chat, Reed suggests e to the I pi.
E to the I pi.
Right. Yeah.
That's a lot of pi.
Unfortunately, it doesn't recommend I. Recognize I as a variable. So you can see that's kind of where I say that it falls down. It doesn't do the advanced stuff. So
I think this is more of a little fun tool to have than an actual calculator. Anyone who takes a math class seriously isn't going to use a phone because, one, you're pretty much going to be cheating like crazy, and two, you want a TI-83.
If I enter the square root of minus 1, it thinks that I need another variable, so it'll say square root minus 1 plus, so that doesn't work. It doesn't come out as I, unfortunately. So if I say square root of 1 plus 3, square root of 13... Yeah, it doesn't like the negative square roots. But as I said, it's basic. It lets you send it an email. So if you need to sketch out a quick algebraic expression, that's primarily what
it's not
good
bad.
For.
Those are pretty well. Let me see. Yep. Try one more. Let's see. 3 squares. See if you recognize that one. Nope. That's not what I wanted. 3. It's putting 5, which is not what I want.
So your 3s look like 5s?
There we go. I guess I had to write it bigger. Let's see, square root of pi. Hey, it worked. 1.772. All right.
Good. And it also can toggle between radians and degrees, so that's good as well.
Pi equals 3.141 something. Can't see the whole thing, though.
Yeah, well, it has to truncate it because you're dealing with such a small screen.
No, I mean, like, the numbers are pretty big, but it doesn't show much of the thing.
Yeah. Like, you can show how many decimals it'll show in the settings, but, I mean, it kind of depends on what you do. It'd be nice if you did, like, the trig functions and it didn't convert it to decimal and it showed it as fractions.
Cosine 30. Nope. It got parentheses. COS30. Nope, still see those parentheses.
Well, we can tell someone's having fun with this pick, almost as fun as that other one earlier this year.
Not working. Okay.
Oh, well.
It was good. I can replace my other junkie calculator. I like that one anyway.
Yeah, I've got like 5 calculators on my phone now.
What?
Yeah. I got the default one from Apple. I got pCalc, aka 42. I got CalcBot, and now I got this one. And I also got a graphing calculator. So I got 5 calculators.
Didn't do fractions very well. Yeah.
All right.
I thought fractions was.
I'm ready to move on.
Okay.
So, just a reminder, anybody listening to this live who might have a clip for this year, who wants to send something in for the clip show, I will be curating those tomorrow, and we're recording the clip show on Sunday. So, if you have any clips, just head on over to bit.ly/2012clips, and send them in. And it should be a fun show, because we'll also be going through our favorite RS updates of the year and our favorite picks of the year as well. So we're each going to have a pick of the year. I already know what mine is.
Okay. I'll be fine.
All right. What have you been up to, aside from getting presents that I can't have?
I honestly been doing so much POH. I just got to the third island set.
You mean POP?
Yeah, whatever. Same thing. My pop. So I just got to the third island set, so I'm getting all the black plates now. And during the weekend, I did dungeoneering nonstop. Just nonstop. So I got to 96. I'm about 500k to 97, and I just reset. So I literally used up my best stuff. I'm used up on that one night. I used up 4 dungeoneering pendants, my festive aura, which all in one night.
Nice. Anything else?
Yeah, that's much it. I just did a lot of dungeoneering on the weekend. That was it.
Okay.
Anything else? I got 97 magic because I was doing something. Can't remember what it was. Oh yeah, I was slaying some monster and it was weak against air, so I was using air magic to kill it.
Yeah, it's nice how you can pretty much cast any magic spell and not need those combustible runes anymore.
Combustion!
As for me this week, I sold my set of Torva gloves, and I debated with myself, am I going to get 99 prayer, and I decided I'm going to do that. So that's what I'm going to be doing for the rest of the year on RS. Aside from that, I did a few Barrows runs. I've been attempting to get a Arms Wand from the Barrows, and knowing my luck, I'd probably get an offhand Arms Wand when I actually do get it, which would be unfortunate. So I'm still going for that and a couple of other Barrows items. I don't know why I decided to go there rather than actually buy the stuff. Probably because I just feel that Barrows is a lot more interesting now with EOC. So that's what I've been doing on RS.
Okay.
I believe we're done. So, does anybody have any? I mean, do you have anything else? I'm asking if we have it. If anybody has anything else, but it's just you and me here.
Well, I'm just gonna say Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you want to celebrate, go for it.
Yes, that is right. We should say Merry Christmas because this is our last show before Christmas, and we are taking next week off. So the next show, next time you will hear from us, will be on the 31st when the clip show for 2012 gets released. So if you don't see anything coming down the iTunes feed on the 28th or 29th, don't panic. Clip show will be out on the 31st. So just a bit of warning to everyone out there. That being said, see you on the clip show, everyone.
Bye.